Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Medina.
And this is Jeff Ellis. For Tuesday, December 11th, 2012.
Episode 8.40, the Week 14 Recap Show.
Also the week that Sean Connery joins us in studio.
Is that supposed to be, is that what you're doing?
Originally it was, and then it went south from there, and so we shall abandon this plan and move on to better plan. Let's get going here, baby!
Let's abandon it. What a week it was!
Ended on Monday Night Football with the El Juego Grande going El Juego poo-poo on us. What the hell happened there, Vince Lombardi?
What the hell's going on?
You take the best team. There's a reason that I had the New England Patriots above them in my powerful rankings, and this is why.
Okay, so one came through for you. All right.
Hey, something went right. If something goes right this week, I'm going to celebrate it because it's the most wonderful time of the year. Happy Hanukkah to our friends.
Happy Hanukkah
I should say night four, I believe it is. At this recording. Okay,
so first of all, before we start the show, well, you know what? Let's start the show.
Okay,
and
fine.
Then we'll get right into it.
Do it.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So we go from the longest intro in the world to the shortest? Is that kind of your goal there to offset them and bring balance to the force?
Always have to have balance.
All right.
But first off, I just want to say, so I'm not sure if you've been on the website recently.
No.
But there's been full Facebook integration.
Wow.
Into our website.
What does that mean?
That means that the minute you post something, it'll get post to our Facebook page.
So I'm on our website right now, and it's loading. And it didn't finish loading. That's kind of funny.
Okay.
It gave me a blank page. There it is. Now I see weekly pick'em. I see become a fan, podcast, football tickets, vivid seats.
Just click on the first podcast episode that you see there.
Right? Okay.
And down, you'll see some comments down below that I've posted that it kind of looks like a Facebook a little bit in the comment section. Do you see that?
Oh, check that out.
And
isn't that sexy?
When you post a comment, you can now, when you leave a comment on our website, it will post to your timeline if you wish with a link back to the article that you're referring
to. And you have a choice. Post to Facebook. Yes. No.
Or not. Exactly.
You have your freedom.
Yes, you
we
do.
We are not going to make these decisions for you. You're a grown-up.
I'd like to thank Ed Franks for testing it out with me. As you can see, he left some
comments
and stuff like that.
You know, Ed's nothing but a giver. Give.
He is a giver.
Never take, always
and,
give.
So now, and when you post the article, when you post your power rankings.
Yeah. People can leave comments here.
It will automatically post it to Facebook.
Oh, really?
And if people leave comments on Facebook, they will appear on our website.
Do I have to do something else?
No, you just post it.
I don't want to do more.
Okay.
I can't.
Don't be afraid. Just post it, and when it posts,
okay.
Remember how you post it, and then you have to go to Facebook and then say, I posted on.
I do.
Well,
and
you
I
don't have to do that anymore.
But I don't get to verbiage it the
you
way I want.
You don't get to verbiage it.
How does it know what I posted? Does it? What text does it use? Stephen, I think this is an ill-conceived system that you've developed
here.
Oh, my
God.
This is in beta right now. Maybe even alpha. I don't know.
Why do people start with beta? Why don't they start with alpha?
They do start with alpha.
They
beta
do?
Is once the public is allowed to touch it.
Oh, really?
So that's in-house is alpha.
Ah, okay.
But you know what? Most IT developers don't call it alpha. They call it dev.
Yes. I'm going to just rant real quick. This is a mini rant. And it's not even football related rant.
Well,
it's just
all the better.
It's a mini rant on life.
Friends,
life. Family, listeners to the show, if you post one more cat picture on Facebook, you're off my timeline. I'm removing you from my timeline. If you post another picture of a cat that says, look at me, I'm so cute, or whatever it is the cat
look
is
at
saying.
My kitty did the most amusing thing. Now, you understand.
You're gone.
You understand. I'm sorry about my levels here.
Yeah,
I had to change them for radio last night.
You're gone. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but you know that you realize that Sharon posted a picture of a cat.
Gone.
Sharon's gone from your timeline.
Not right now. I'm just saying from this point forward. So I'm warning you.
Now, what?
I'm warning
people.
Because I've seen so many cats in the last 48 hours. I'm done with it.
You didn't know it was National Cat Day, did you?
I did not know that. Is that what it was?
No, but I had you for a second. I had you for a second.
Like made you wonder. 0.379
but made you wonder
seconds.
That you're never going to get back.
Never.
Ha-ha.
Yes. And to my friend, LaVon Lehman, if you're listening, congratulations on your engagement.
On your new cat.
No, she got engaged. So.
And Sharon, it was cute with your cat crawling up the cupboard, okay? That was cute.
All right.
I disagree with Steven. The cat's got to be doing something outrageous, though.
Yes.
Like a video of a cat getting out of a paper sack. Please post that. That's funny stuff.
Video of a cat gnawing or trying to hit the ball hanging from your fan.
Not so
and
much.
Then he gets stuck in the fan and he starts going around.
Post
funny
that.
Funny stuff.
Post that.
I want to see that. But
we are not in any way encouraging harm to animals. And remember, no animals will be harmed during this program.
Oh, God. That's all we need. PETA saying, do not listen to NFL rants and
rants. My name's Jeff.
They
and I have mesothelioma.
Boy, I'd really like to meet the guy who invented the dish hopper. Boy, I'd really like to shake his hand. Boy, I bet it's made of gold. I've never struck a gold hand.
Jeffrey,
stop it with these damn commercials. I hate them. I hate them. Hate them. Hate them. Hate them.
Weird mood today, folks.
Steven, there's certain commercials that are so overdone, and if you only listen or watch certain forms of entertainment, shall we call it SiriusXM NFL Radio, you get the same commercial that starts every break.
Every single break.
Oh, come on. I think the British have it right.
Maybe
pay a little
it's
tax
time for you
on your radio
to...
and your TV and don't have commercials.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. More taxes.
Is it time for Festivus for the rest of us? Do you remember Festivus? You remember Festivus, obviously. I thought you were a big Seinfeld fan.
I enjoyed Seinfeld in its early years. As it became a...
As it became cooler, you were like, oh, I don't like that
anymore. No. The show changed. I proposed that the show change. When it was closely tied to Jerry's stand-up career, that was interesting. As they basically came up with, wouldn't it be funny if George's... what little hair he had left fell off and ended up in Elaine's top somewhere and a man looked down it. Okay, now how do we make a show that will make that happen at the end?
Right.
That was how the show ended up, is they had some clever little premise and then they wrote a show to make that happen at the end. And it was very convoluted and I didn't enjoy it nearly as much. Last season sucked. Final episode, horrible. Saw it in at the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference on a big screen.
Yes.
At the unveiling of the iMac, I think it was.
Yes.
Crazy, that one. And the whole room was like, they end up in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole room. And these are geeks, mind you. So they were poised for this.
Yes.
Not so much. People were just like, eh.
Are you ready for the Lone Ranger in theaters on July?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I want to see.
Yeah, you know what? Bring back all this stuff. Because Tonto. Just do it cool. That's all I ask.
Well, Johnny Depp is Tonto. And this story is going to be seen through the eyes of Tonto.
You ready for The Hobbit a week from tomorrow?
No, Friday.
Well, Friday. This
Unless,
Friday.
Yeah, would you go with me?
I'm going to be spending the night with my wife at the W Santa Monica after her holiday Christmas party.
She told me
party.
Last night that that's what you guys were doing.
Are you going to let Kara watch the girls and take Trisha to see it?
Kara's going to watch the girls.
And then spend the night?
I don't know what
Trisha and I are
going to do.
Do you get paid for babysitting if you end up spending the night?
Yeah.
That's a real gray area.
Work?
That's a real gray area. Yeah, we need you to babysit, but ultimately your parents need us to babysit you.
So,
ultimately, isn't it a push? Hey,
yeah.
Come on. The
Maybe
kid needs
you
money.
Guys pay the kid.
What, we pay the babysitting?
Yes.
We pay for you to go to the movies, basically. That works, doesn't it?
No, I mean, we're still paying our
movies. I paid $200
for
a hotel.
You're just paying for
I
her.
I paid $200 for a hotel.
And you're paying for
And I'm
going to
be so messed up that night, I'm not even going to notice the hotel.
Hey,
I'm going to be asleep, snoring, and knowing my wife.
And I'm just saying you're paying for Kara to stay at a hotel.
Casa de Miranda, man, the hotel to the stars.
We have digressed. We were so ready to just start
the
show.
So on track.
And then I had to go on a rant about cats. And
he made me look at the website.
Yes.
And boast about the things. Now, I think
that
we need to do some quick should we just handle NFL news as we get into the
No, we should talk about you know, obviously the tragedy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but we've got more than that,
again.
Unfortunately.
Malarkey having to go to the hospital out of nowhere. The Niners suspending Brandon Jacobs for conduct detrimental. And good old boys.
Never meaning no harm.
You know they never mean no harm.
Well, except when they kill people. But I'm not going there. This is amusing, so that's okay because it doesn't involve any players or practice squad players or staff in the National Football League. But an Indianapolis Colt valet, Dateline Indianapolis, Indiana, Indianapolis hotel valet faces drunk driving charges for allegedly taking Reggie Wayne's luxury car from the hotel and driving it while intoxicated. That's right. 21-year-old Gunnar Belcher was arrested early Sunday after police approached a Bentley blocking downtown traffic. Police reports said Belcher was standing outside the car and had a blood alcohol level of 0.13.
Wow.
Nearly twice the legal limit.
So he was a valet at the hotel?
And Reggie Wayne comes in with the Bentley and is like, that's a nice ride.
Okay, now I will...
You've been a valet.
I will admit... That I have
you may have taken a car for a ride.
A vehicle around the block.
Right.
But I was not intoxicated.
Well, exactly. I'm pretty sure you were sober.
And you know what? And to my general manager, this was the general manager of the hotel, not just like a shift
a
leader.
A little assistant or manager.
I got to say, sir, you were the coolest general manager in the world.
What kind of? I think statute of limitation ran out. So what kind of car was it?
Statute of liberty. It was a Corvette.
Okay, what car?
It was a red Corvette.
Little red Corvette. Did you have a little red Corvette moment?
Red Corvette. I did have a little red Corvette. I've always wanted one.
Didn't know that. Now I know what to get you for Christmas. I got to return what I got you.
There you go.
I hope that's okay.
Always wanted one. And so here it is. It's in my hands.
And you're holding the keys.
I drive it into...
The structure.
The structure where it... But I went out the other side.
Nice.
Now, What I didn't know.
Oh, no. The guy came back because he forgot something?
No.
Oh, please don't. That would have
been horrible. The general manager of the hotel was pulling in the other side as I exited the hotel. So I did my little.
Put your hand over your face or anything
no,
like
no,
that?
No, I did not. I did not.
You didn't know?
I was like, I'm in a Corvette, man. Come
you're
on.
How old?
I was 20. Okay. I'm in a Corvette.
This
I'm
guy's
21. Old.
So apparently something happens that final year where you get really drunk. just an observation.
So I do my drive. It wasn't far. It was maybe a quarter mile. Came back, parked it, walked in, and the GM of the
Steve
hotel
Boston
says,
see ya.
Could you come in my office for a second? And I was like, sure, cool.
You didn't have any fear or trepidation at this point.
No,
you just
I didn't.
Sure you got away with it.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, so confident. See, I've never been that confident getting away with anything. I'm expecting that door to knock.
Really?
I'm expecting the FBI to show up.
I thought he was, you know, he was going to run me on some assignment or something. That you
hey,
know,
I need you to go down and bring the Queen of England some tea.
So I go in there, and he's like, you are probably one of my best workers.
Tell me something I don't know, man.
And I'm like, and I appreciate everything you do for this hotel. But I know it just went down.
Mm. At this point, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, at that point,
okay,
as soon as he said
okay.
I knew. I was like, I kind of dropped this. Yeah, that aura of cockiness and confidence,
yeah.
It came down a little bit.
Because it's like a frightened turtle.
Exactly, like a frightened turtle. I did, because your neck comes in, and you shrink down, your shoulders come in. And I was like, I'm very sorry. He's like, I understand. And the cool thing is, he's like, I understand. It's a Corvette. He's like, but Mr. Miranda, that could never happen again. Ever.
He said, that's it? Okay.
And he's
I
like,
promise.
No, he's like, he did say, he's like, you know, I have to write this up and put it in your record.
Your permanent file?
Yeah. I have to put it in your record. You know.
All of Valley's joywriting and their permanent record, although for them it seems terrifying, probably to management upstairs, they're like,
whatever.
It happens.
Yeah. And so he's like, so just don't let it happen again and keep doing a great job. And that was it. So it was like, yeah, you
his
did
his first
it.
Name?
I'm sorry?
His first name, the boss?
Gene.
Gene, well played.
Well played, because he could have.
He could have run your butt right out of there.
Yeah, I could have.
It would have certainly been within his right. Police report says that the valets at the Westin.
Dude, is what.
This is at the Westin.
The reason I tell the story is to hold, just to come back down. But drunk, you're going to take somebody's vehicle and you're going to be under the influence. And what the heck are you doing working under the influence?
Thank you. It is now time for Jeff's rant of the day. And it is serious. It's not fooling around. It's not screwing around. Friends, we have one common thread. I said this on Mike's show last night. I said a week ago we had a man murder his child's mother and then take his own life. This last week we had a Dallas Cowboys defensive player go for a drive while intoxicated and killing his best friend and practice squad member. And we've got this nonsense going on in Indianapolis, which is all fun and games because nobody got hurt. But I said to Mike, and then Mike and I were talking at length because in the UK right now they're talking very much about fan behavior. There's a proposal that they're going to have to line the football field with a net so that fans don't throw things at players. They're doing a corner kick, and there's people throwing coins at them. So my question was, what kind of netting are we talking about that can stop a coin? We're talking about a screen, not a net. When Steven and I are at Arsenal playing QPR, there is two squadrons of police officers keeping the fans away from each other.
Right.
Now, look, a gun was not responsible for why those people are dead. A car was not responsible for why those Cowboys players are dead. Coins are not responsible for why players are getting things thrown at them. You know who's responsible, Steven? People!
Yeah.
But you know what? The key word there that I screwed up? Responsible. They're being irresponsible. They're showing a demonstrative lack of responsibility. Stop it. We have got a culture where responsibility has gone out the window, and I don't know what the frick is going on. We talked about Dodger Stadium and feeling safe at a game. And I want to blame it on alcohol abuse, but they don't serve alcohol in England at soccer matches anymore because they can't because people killed each other.
Right.
Take responsibility for your lives, people. Make this a civilized world. Thus endeth the rant, Steven.
That's a great rant. And it's a, you know.
People would be alive. People that are loved would be alive if people were responsible. My grandma I would have met if she hadn't taken her own life. Okay? You've got family, Steven, you would be close with if they hadn't taken their own life. Be responsible. Have feelings for other people. You are not the center of the freaking universe at all. When other people you make more important than yourself, the world's a better place.
All right, Jeff.
I feel a little better.
Good.
I feel a little better.
Good. I'm glad because you went to town there. you went to town. And I let you. So that's you good.
And I appreciate it. Can we get to El Juego? Because there's a lot there.
Real quickly, there is a lot there, but just real quickly.
Yeah, talk to me. Dig at me.
So Cowboys nose tackle, Josh Brandis, who Jeff was talking about, charged with intoxication manslaughter. He's gone away a long time. He was out partying.
Did he have a reason to think that maybe he shouldn't do this, Steven?
Well, granted that they were getting on a plane less than 8 hours.
Okay, I'm just saying.
To travel to go play a football game.
Had he possibly had any life experiences that might have helped him to believe that this was a bad idea?
Back in 2009, he had been charged with a DUI.
2009, wait, that's 3 years ago.
Yes.
Maybe three and a half?
Three and a half, maybe.
Okay. Oh, well, like do we count the time he spent in jail? Oh, wait.
Oh, that was in Illinois when he was in college?
Oops.
Yeah.
So basically, this is a guy who spent a month in jail for DUI.
Yeah.
When you have had the privileges of living taken away from you, that's supposed to be the wake-up call, boys and girls.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a wake-up call.
That's when you're really supposed to become responsible.
Oh, my gosh, I'm in the can. Wow, I got to get my stuff together. Somebody get me a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Now
not,
you've gone and killed somebody.
Not good.
Your best friend. And you have to live with that for the rest of your life in prison.
And
that's going
to
suck.
That is tough because it was, you know, for everybody who's trying to vilify him, look, it's not like he
hit a stranger or something either.
He didn't want this to happen.
He did not hit a stranger in a parked car.
And this is his best friend.
This is somebody he will want to go to frequently for support and go, oh, he's not there. Why? Oh, because I took his life.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
I'm not saying pity him.
No, but I...
Trying to make him out that Satan. He's a fool.
I have said this a million times, and I will, I'm sure, as I get older, continue to say it a million more times. People, There is no reason, zero reason. There is not a situation on this planet. There's not a situation in the universe that says if you are under the influence, get behind the wheel of a vehicle. There is no excuse for that, ever. Just, there isn't.
Nope.
There are, especially being a professional football player and having the resources available to you to simply pick up a phone, and trust me, they got cell phones.
Do they?
And so the kid said, well, I didn't have a phone, dog. No, you got a phone. Trust me. A phone is available to you.
Oh, by the way, the place you're partying, there was probably 400 phones available
to
you.
Yeah, which right now the NFL is saying that place is under investigation now by the city of Dallas.
I do agree that there is an onus of responsibility on the – and look, you're talking to a guy who would like to own a sports bar someday.
Right.
So I am well aware of what a horribly daunting challenge that would be to try and manage your crowd. But when someone's had too much to drink, I guarantee you they are not leaving my establishment and getting it behind the wheel of a car.
Right.
And look, it's so easy to – and if I am successful enough, Stephen, to ever run my own establishment, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a taxi on premises that I'm paying for. By the hour. And it's like, dude, I just added to your check the cost of the cab fare for you to get home because I actually took your wallet when I checked your ID and I checked your address. And the car's going to take you to that address, and I've already prearranged it. But bye, come back and pick up your car in the morning with a friend.
So this club, Privé Dallas, is the name of the club, Private.
Privé.
Privé Dallas.
Have you been to that club?
No, I've never.
Neither
been.
Have I.
Authorities are, you know, and the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission and the Irving Police.
People not to be trifled with.
They're investigating if they served alcohol.
Of course they did.
To someone who was intoxicated.
Of course
and
they
that
did.
That is illegal in the state of Texas.
Oh, that's fascinating. You cannot serve alcohol to someone you know to be intoxicated.
That is correct.
So when the guy says, I have another 45 slits malt liquors.
Yes.
No, I can only give you two.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
All right.
So
you know, for all of Texas's flaws, of which there are innumerable.
Many.
you know, they play loose and free with gun control and with clubbing and things like that. They seem to have very strict laws.
Yeah.
they try and manage these responsibilities.
And trust me, if you get a license to have a club and to serve alcohol in the state of Texas, they've checked you and you've passed and you've jumped through a lot of hoops.
You can pretty much work at Chuck E. Cheese because they trust you with little kids at parties.
Yes, absolutely. So it's going to be interesting for this club. But bottom line, Jeff, I don't want to go another week where I hear this.
We can't go another week with another fatality. That would just be – we can't go another – this can't happen, period.
Yeah.
This has to be done. But, Stephen, I come back to my rant. For those people who go, oh, God, there's Jeff yelling again, will you just please reiterate the bottom line of my rant?
People need to be responsible for their actions.
For their person.
And for their person. Yes.
Not for others, but
no.
It's nice when you are. But if you just begin and end with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to Mike and I said, you know, Mike, I have been in some shouting situations at sporting events. But I have never once thrown something at somebody. Okay, I threw a peanut at a Yankees fan once.
But it was jokingly.
It was very jokingly. And I had assessed the situation that he wasn't drunk.
Right, and they knew that you were being, it was
a
joke.
Right, but that's just know that that's dicey. But so I want to speak completely truthfully. I have been to hundreds and hundreds of sporting events in my life. Hundreds. I can't, maybe thousands. And look, I was with parents at my daughter's soccer game the other night that were just mean. You know what I did? I got up and moved.
Yeah.
I never even talked to them. They literally said to me, the first thing out of my mouth was, there was, so apparently it's an all girls school. They're the what, Sacred something, Heart something.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some boys coming by and they're being really loud. And one of the parents said, that's why we prefer an all girls school. I said, why? Because they're so obnoxious. And I was laughing. I said, why? Because they're so obnoxious. She said, yeah, like you. I didn't say anything.
Right.
I waited until there was a break, got up and moved. Didn't say a word.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm not you. I don't want to be you. And whenever there is this kind of crazy situation, there's usually two people involved.
Yeah.
And if one of them, so if everybody takes responsibility for themselves, It can't get bad. It can't. See, I'm pretty sure that whomever it was, the guy who died.
Jerry Brown.
Pretty sure he was pretty effed up, too. Don't you suspect that they left the club together?
Yes.
Because, Steven, if you and I are leaving a club together and I'm going to get behind the wheel, you must be really messed up.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I think common sense dictates whomever is less effed up drives the car. In this realm of stupidity,
right.
Where you're still breaking the law and being dumb and potentially going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I suspect everybody was drinking and everybody screwed up. My wife and I, the reason we're spending the night at this hotel is so that we can have more fun at the party.
Right.
More fun. And nobody has to drive anybody home.
Yes.
Honey, go crazy. Jeff, go crazy. And then what do? We sleep there at the party.
Yes. If, assuming you could make it up to your hotel room.
Well, so, you know, being that she's a vice president, somebody will put me in the elevator to that floor. It might be just going up and down all night with me in the elevator with my head against the glass in the elevator. This is what I see, Steven. Yeah. I see myself standing asleep with my head against the mirror in the elevator. There's always mirrors in those nice hotels in the elevator. So you can check yourself out.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yes.
So I'll be leaning against the mirror because it's all nice and cool. and I'll be asleep going up and down the elevator.
Yeah, it's.
But you know what? I will have had a great time and hurt how many people?
None.
Nobody.
Well, you might hurt the you know, some of the ladies that see you, you know.
I'll be dressed nicely.
Yeah.
That's my standard sound when I've had too much to drink.
Great. I will remember that.
I think you've been there. I thought you had been there. So basically, did you get the email I sent you last night late from the ESPN website?
Yes.
Free Larry. Free Larry.
Everybody.
Free Larry.
Free we don't care if your Larry. Roommates are asleep. As
free.
We got the email from
yes,
someone.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Free Larry. Free Larry.
Yeah, you know when his father, who is a kind, gentle man.
One of the most distinguished journalists I've come across, because most journalists have a boorish streak in them.
Yeah.
We all do, okay? Sports journalists have a bit of a boorish streak. The only guys who don't are former players.
Yeah.
And they're either really obnoxious or really quiet.
Yes.
That's Larry Sr. Really quiet.
And
very nice man.
He's a great man. But for him to say, basically, Arizona has quit, they quit.
Did they quit? At what point? Did they get off the plane in Seattle?
Well, when it's 58-0, I think you kind of.
I wonder if he showed up.
That's bad. That is bad. I was reading the article and I was just like saying,
"Where's your bad? Do you have your bad? This is the time for your bad, because this is seriously them,
yes.
Steven. Uh-huh. I don't know if it made it to your card or not, but if ever there was the time for what's the actor's name?
It was bad, Chris Rock.
No fire, no energy, no nothing.
Oh, man, it's
bad.
It's not
in this card.
It's not.
We're gonna get our cards cleaned up because
we are.
Jeff, we need
got
to.
A new. So are you gonna give me the new iPad that you're getting rid of?
No, I'm selling it for $650.
Oh yeah,
that's not paying for this.
I can't pay. I can't.
That's
not paying
for it, Steven.
You can just.
I'm moving
on
to my iPad Mini.
You can just say I forgot it, and then you know it'll magically land up in my hand.
And when I go to my bank account and go, "Where's that money that I needed because I spent it on the new iPad Mini?"
Oh yeah,
new iPad Mini. I'm just declaring.
You just go over to the casino and win the money.
Go over to the casino and win the money. If it were that simple, I would not be sitting here with you.
You do it all the time. What are you talking about?
I am.
So you only tell me about the times when you win. You don't tell me about the times when you lose. Is that what I'm hearing?
Trying to think what day is Tuesday. Did I tell you about Friday after I left TV?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Got my buttocks handed to me, boys.
I see. So there are times where you do.
There's times I
lose. Every time I hear the escapades, it's, I did great. I did this.
I have largely been on fire, and the money doesn't get spent because I know I'm going to go back.
Right.
I know it's almost Monopoly money because I'm going to give it back.
Yes.
And so I
can't
spend it.
But what I'm saying is go win it. Instead, you buy your
instead
iPad.
Instead of going back, next time I win, buy you something.
No.
A little red Corvette.
I do want a red Corvette. I told Trisha, as soon as Emma's old enough to drive, I'm going to give her my car, and I'm buying a red Corvette.
You've had some pretty sweet rides since you've been married, and you have not necessarily had the finances to justify the kind of ride you're driving. So I think you've been a very lucky man. Now that you've crashed many of these cars, or they've been crashed into, I'm not suggesting that it's your fault.
Like, hold
you've been
on.
Crashed into. You've had many nice rides taken away from you.
Yes.
Because of morons in Los Angeles who don't know how to drive.
Yes.
And that's exactly. That's absolutely true.
But dude, we've gone 30 minutes.
Really?
And we've talked about.
My daughter's got a game in a few hours, and it's a road game, man. I got to get out of here.
Do you
I got
to
get
go
on the
to
road.
All soccer games, all of them.
Stevie, did I miss any of Jordan's baseball games?
I don't know.
A few preseason
games.
A few preseason games, and when we were traveling.
Okay.
And my daughter's season is during the NFL season.
Right.
So it's going to be difficult. There'll be weeks that we're gone.
All right.
And so, you know what? And the fact
I have no excuses now. She made her mom email me the schedule.
So she sure did. I was there.
I now have the schedule.
Yeah. So you know about today's game in El Monte.
I can't go to that one. But
El Monte High School.
I probably will be attending Friday's game.
Good, because I won't be there, and Jordan will be there.
And I'll need to bring her back with
me. No, Jordan will be there. Jordan has agreed to drive her anywhere. Again, what do responsible people do? I'm not going to belabor this anymore. Responsible people think ahead.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to be out Friday, and I have a 15-year-old daughter. What do you do? She's got a game. Her brother, I'm picking up on Thursday.
Yes.
He's got a car. He's 18. I'm picking him up because he doesn't have a car at school.
Yeah.
And he has been
told. The worst rule, by the way. I need to call somebody at Westmont. We need to chat
about what?
About freshmen can't have a vehicle at school.
Dude, there's nowhere to park. And they live in the same neighborhood as Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Okay. So the people in that area are some of the richest people in the world.
Did Jordan tell you the conversation I had with him about how he can have his vehicle up there?
No.
I said, dude, look, man, you are charming. Okay,
he
I remember.
He's good looking and charming. Did you see Sexy Santa?
I was like, dude, I remember being young and being in college.
Did you see his winter formal picture?
Yeah, I did.
Holy crap. Right, he met a volleyball player.
Hold on. So I was like, just take all the charm, because you know how to use it, and just walk up the street. You know, go to some old lady's house.
Go to a mansion.
And knock on her door.
These things have gates.
Yeah, I know.
Steven, there's not. Yeah, have you driven to the campus?
Well, no. I was like,
they're gates. It's freaking Beverly Hills on drugs.
Talk to the old lady who owns the house and say, ma'am, it would do me.
It would do you what, young man? I'm reading Esquire.
Is that what they read?
And my cleaning woman is behind on her silver cleaning.
I could help your cleaning woman get back on track if you would allow me to park my vehicle in your home.
Do you speak Portuguesa?
I can learn.
Not in time, because now she's behind on the China.
I was like, go be charming. Let somebody park your car in their house. It'll happen.
In their house.
In their house. Yeah, in the house.
Well, you know what? Some of these places have like 6-car garages.
There you go.
I've been on some of these estates. They're crazy.
I'm sure if he really wanted to lay on the charm somewhere, tell him you'll give him $20 a month. I don't know. Something.
I know where Kenny Loggins lives. You think he'd let – he's got a really long driveway.
Yeah.
But Jordan has a 99 Avalon.
Yeah.
I don't think that Kenny wants that on his estate. I'm pretty sure, especially with the cowboy sticker on the back.
I know he didn't put a cowboy sticker on.
Jeez Louise.
I'm having too much fun here. Let's go. El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
Hello.
Yeah, should we even talk? What was I thinking?
Okay. For those who don't follow us on Twitter and Facebook, what the heck is wrong with you? All right, it's a social world. No, we don't have a Tumblr account because we're old. Okay. Now, that being said, Steven decided at the last minute, I get a text from him, I'm flipping over to the Houston Texans. And my immediate response...
I try to talk you out of things sometimes. You didn't even try to talk me out of it.
Steven, if you don't know my sarcastic tones, then we have not worked together long enough and that we're not working together any longer.
We've not worked
together. That's for dang sure.
So
here's exactly what I wrote to Steven, and Steven wrote to me. I'm changing to Houston. Gonna tweet it, but Facebook is down right now. So thought I would let you know. I reply, got it, and good luck. Good luck is Jeff's sarcasm for, dude, get a freaking clue. Should be a dandy. Is there an injury situation? That's my full text. Because there must be some. Matt Schaub must have been decapitated. Okay? Because something had to happen. No. Just like Houston receivers over Patriots secondary.
See, I
good luck?
I would have been like, Jeff, XYZ. I would have been like, Jeff, the Patriots haven't lost in New England in December for 19 straight games.
They haven't lost at Jeff, home in a long
blah,
time.
Blah, blah, blah. Jeff, here's a little bit more fire. I would have given you some reasons to
Steven,
not make the
have
change.
Have you looked at my power rankings where the Patriots are over the Houston Texans?
Yeah.
You don't respect my power rankings.
I don't. I actually started my own power rankings. I started Stephen's. I called it Stephen's NFL Power List. That's what I call it.
Ooh,
it's the Power List.
It is a good title. It is a title that I have not heard.
Yes.
So Power List. That's really good.
Yes.
Is anyone ever going to see them?
Right now, only Ed's seen them.
If you're letting Ed proofread them, then they're going to be really good. That's not going to be fair.
What does that mean?
No one looks at mine except for an 11-year-old. It's not like your dad will look at him. He laughs because it's true.
I look at them. By the way, she keeps hounding me for money. Are you going to pay her money?
Oh, jeez.
You've got look at all the dollars you've got over here, which, by the way, I'll be picking some of them up here in a minute.
Look, I'm really, really low on cash for some reason. Something happened last Friday.
Oh.
Something happened last
Friday. Are we back to that?
I came home with $2.
Wow. The New England Patriots.
But here's 20, and tell your daughter to shut the hell up. Uncle Jeff says, shut the hell up. That brings us through the end of the season.
No, that covers you through last week.
No. I refuse. She and I will have a discussion.
Okay. But honestly, you hadn't paid her since before Thanksgiving.
Then you're not giving her the money. I can't help it if daddy steals. You know what? I had a daddy that stole. Well, my mom stole, but.
Wow!
You know what? Parents do that.
No,
if you had a parent who stole from you, send me an email, jeff@rarn.net. I would love to read your story. I will keep it private and confidential, but
yes.
Send me your story.
But no, I do not steal from my daughter. You were behind $15. So now with this week, you're square.
And I haven't done them yet.
Right.
And I don't do power rankings after the season's over.
Right.
So there's 10 coming to her, but I don't have it. I got that 20 because I returned something at Costco on the ATM, and they had to give you cash. They couldn't put it on the ATM card.
Why can't they put it back on the card?
Because it goes in your checking account for some reason. They can't, like, deposit you, so they had to give me cash. That's what that $20 is.
All right.
I'm back to the $2.
She'll be very happy, by the way. She will, because she's been like, Uncle Jeff's kind of stiffing me, Dad.
Uncle Jeff is just really busy. It's not like she sits here at my desk. She gets my keyboard filthy. Steven, you're not going to tell me that somebody doesn't sit here during the week and use this keyboard.
That was me. I'm sorry.
Wash your freaking hands.
What did I do?
Keyboard, every week I try and keep it clean.
Okay, but like I was, what did I do?
Wash your hands.
There was the day that I had to deal with the podcast that you killed. And then I had to sit here and try to get it back up running.
That was one day
that
it created
day.
All this mess.
What
was
mess?
The podcast? I've cleaned it again last night.
All right. I'm sorry. I will be better
touch
with
my
your keyboard. All right.
I hate that
you
Apple's made
like
them
a
white.
Girl, you're finicky, man.
You could ask my wife.
Can I just say something about this 42-14 beatdown?
My wife's been losing weight. Oh my gosh.
Really?
Holy crap.
42-14 beatdown.
And by the way, the score is not indicative of how not close this game was. am I correct?
The Houston Texans decided to wear Letterman's jackets, and it was fitting because they played like the JV team of a high school.
Yeah, I heard ESPN say
it
that.
Wasn't even the varsity. They stole it from me.
Okay. You had said it.
It wasn't even the varsity.
No, it wasn't.
It was the freaking JV team.
It was a rout. It was, and the route was on early. You know, the best case scenario would have had with 3-4 minutes left of the first half, Houston had the ball. And if Houston could have gotten even a field goal going into halftime, things could have been different.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They turned it over on downs, and that was it. And I can't believe that Belichick let Houston even get the ball back because they had the ball just before that, obviously. It's two teams playing. But I thought Belichick was going to make sure he ran out the clock. Did not give them a chance to score, but he still gave them a chance, and they still couldn't do it. This New England Patriots defense, Steven, is getting better by the week. And this is a team that is going to have to be reckoned with. And what I said last night, I stand by. This was a very balanced matchup on paper, but it proved to be anything but that on the field. The Patriots' defense has been coming on of late on fire, and their offense speaks for itself. If the Texans, mind you, stumble in any of their final three games, they very well might find themselves back in Foxborough, Massachusetts in January with worse weather, more hostile fans, and a trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
Houston now has to win three in a row.
To keep home field throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, which...
They have the Colts twice. They're at the Colts, and they host the Colts.
Yeah. Which now makes me a little nervous for the Colts.
True that.
Yeah.
Poor Indianapolis.
Because...
They didn't ask for this nonsense.
Right.
They didn't make this schedule. They didn't ask for Houston to be humiliated in national TV, where they never seem to play well.
Yeah. They're not ready for primetime, is what I wrote.
Yeah, you know, Steven, and that's very well said, because, look, last year we thought that this team had made a giant step forward, but don't forget, Matt Schaub wasn't there
at the end of the season.
So he has little experience on the giant stage. Yeah. He was injured.
So someone asked me, and we will be having Professor Playoffs via satellite. He's afraid
to
come
into the
studio.
What, he's not going to be in the same room
with me? No.
What a freaking baby.
You shot him.
He had it coming. As Chris Rock would say, if the bullets are $8,000, boy, he must have been really mad at that guy.
That's true. Dude's got $80,000 worth of bullets in him. he apparently did something very wrong.
Spit all over my iPad.
Stop spitting.
Well, I have to spit when I'm emotional.
So here you go, Jeff. Houston needs to win now three in a row to get that number one seed.
Absolutely. I've cut it up as many ways as I can figure. And Steve is right. Look at the schedule, friends.
I mean, all of our four playoff teams now, all of a sudden, they looked great weeks ago.
Yeah, not so
and
much.
Now they're all, our Super Bowl teams are just there. They're fading.
How about those Bears?
You cannot fade at the end of the season. That is when you need to crescendo.
What's the other word that means the same thing?
Crescendo? No, that was we were talking about decrescendo.
Oh, there's another word that means decrescendo?
Yes.
Somebody tried to be clever and say, doesn't mean that. Yeah, it does. Dictionary. Some people go scoreboard. I say dictionary.
You need to crescendo at the end
of
the season.
What teams are crescendoing? The Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Crescendoing
the
mightily.
New England Patriots, seven in a row.
Who else is crescendoing? New England.
That's it. New England and Denver.
Nobody else. Everybody
Washington's on a four-game win streak.
Washington is crescendoing, but Robert Griffin may not be able to play this week.
Hurting.
Yes.
Hurting. Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, but trust me. They beat the Bears in Chicago. And what do we know about Chicago? They're not nearly as good as a lot of people thought they were.
No.
Okay, so... Look, really the teams that you must be terrified of, Broncos, Patriots, and they're both in the AFC.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Broncos are number one in my power rankings, and Patriots are number two in my power rankings.
Wow, that's the order I have them in.
And he did that without looking at mine.
Because you haven't even sent yours to me yet.
No, this is last week's. Mine are in the books from last week.
Oh, that's
mine
the
are
order
online.
They were in last
mine
week?
Are on our website. If you go to our website, to our website. You'll see there's Facebook integration.
Oh, I predict that's not where they were last week for me.
My point with my power rankings is this is what I see as I see the future.
I see.
That's why there's dramatic rises and falls, because I see the future.
I don't care about the future. I'm not trying to tell you.
Well, your power rankings are probably dumb. Okay. Texas
I
Patriots,
want to see
it was
the
a car
future
wreck.
Unfold before I will comment on the future.
To quote Peter Gabriel, when I see the future, I close my eyes. I can see it now.
Games of importance. No. Oh, no.
When you don't consider my quote, I'm going to stop you.
Stop me.
When I see
it was
the future.
Peter Gabriel, if you gave me a quote from somebody else.
This is not a famous quote.
Okay.
This is one of his most obscure songs. But the line is profound. Mm-hmm. When I see the future, I close my eyes. I can see it now. Cowboys at Bengals.
Yeah, baby!
I am the smartest man alive!
One freaking point. Dan Bailey's foot.
1 or 100. It don't matter. It makes me.
I am the smartest man alive.
The law firm got what? 87
89.
Yards.
89. Give it up,
there's
baby.
There's your
I
dollar.
You.
And I changed my mind. It's going to be the torn one.
No. So, you keep the torn one. You were so confident.
I was confident. I don't, but it was a Steven, it was a bet. It was an outrageous bet. No. It was that the law firm could get 107 yards, and they didn't. They didn't. Ben Jarvis, Green, and Ellis did not get it. But they got a lot.
They did. As a team, they did. But they held Ben Jarvis, Green, Ellis in check up until that final run. Oh, really? Half of those 89 yards all came on one run at the end of the game. They bottled him up. And Jeffrey, for as scary as I am for the Dallas Cowboys, not scared, scary. I mean, literally, there was a 5 minute period in the third quarter
where you were despondent.
Where on the defensive side of the ball, there were two original starters out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Carr and Gerald Sensabaugh. Everybody else was second or third string.
Why?
Claiborne,
why?
Claiborne
why?
Went out.
Why? Don't go man to man, but why?
Yeah.
Largely why?
Injuries.
Thank you. Sometimes people are on their second or third string because of play. Okay.
You're right.
They played themselves out of a job.
Right.
Is that the case anywhere in the Cowboys?
No.
Nobody can stay healthy long enough to lose their job to injury.
No.
Correct? Am I correct?
I mean,
I'm not a Cowboy defender, but I like to be a Cowboy explainer.
No,
because I don't care for the team.
Injuries have
decimated this team, as they have other teams. Okay,
right.
But nowhere
not
is
to the
it
point
more profound.
Where nine
nowhere is
guys
it more
on
profound
the field
than in Dallas. Let me finish my sentence.
Right. Okay,
injuries have decimated many teams. Pittsburgh Steelers, a glaring example of this. Okay,
And
you're going to see it in a lot of places, but nowhere has it been worse than in Dallas, and so. Look, that's the fact, and people want to
and
point to this.
And all I'm saying is for Cincinnati Bengals offense, who was killing people. I mean, A.J. Green had been killing people.
Bad week to say killing people.
Sorry. You see, you're right with how we talk.
I know.
How
we, talk. We have a very violent form of metaphors in our language.
A.J. Green had been
destroying people.
Wait.
Blowing them up. Wait.
Stop.
Murdering.
Stop. A.J. Green had been at the
owning.
Top of his game
owning.
And owning people.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's slavery. Well, yeah, damn it!
Do that. Let's just say he was having great games against people.
He had the vastly superior game against somebody.
3 catches for 44 yards for A.J. Green against the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow. And again, for fantasy football owners, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of that this week.
That hurt me.
There was a lot of that this week, dude. Studs that just did nothing.
But you got to give it to the Cowboys for them to come back. They were down 19-10, 7 minutes left in the game. And then not only were they able to score the touchdown, and then that the defense actually held Cincinnati and got the ball back.
Yeah.
And how many times have you seen the Cowboys, they got the ball back. Now are they going to do something with it?
Oh,
and
they turned it over.
But they actually went down there.
They
got in field goal range. And Trisha at the end of the game, so they're setting up for the field goal. And Trisha was like saying, wow, Steven, you're not yelling that they're not trying to get closer and trying to score a touchdown. I'm like,
in this
particular
case,
I'm like, Dan Bailey inside of 50 yards.
Won't you come home, Dan Bailey?
Is 22 of 22.
Won't you come home?
If he makes this, he'll be 23 of 23. So he's inside of 49 where he's been perfect all year.
Thank you again, Dan Bailey.
And he nailed his 40-yarder. And so that's why I wasn't yelling, like, go for the touchdown. I'm like, this is a different situation.
We are an injury-depleted squad. We have the ball in the best place we could have it, given our personnel.
And we're finding out now, at that time, Dez Bryant had the finger, which now we're finding out he may be gone for the rest of the season.
Oh, my God, 1 week away from, is Dez finally getting it? Well, yeah, now Dez has it, and it's not may not heal in time for him to play.
So, anyways, the final 20-19.
20-19.
Jeffrey,
seriously? Seriously?
I'll just do it one last time.
Consecutive weeks.
I am the smartest man alive!
On consecutive weeks, I lose the challenge game where there's a murder involved.
Ooh, I didn't think of it that way.
Trust me, I do. I think of it that way.
Yeah, I'm very
sorry. I think of it that way, which does that skew the outcome? Probably affects how people play. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. One way or the other, probably affects how people play. It's just, it's bull crap. I'm sick of it. Right. I don't like losing. And
would you like a hug?
No, I want a couple wins, actually, is what I want.
That I cannot help.
His 38-yarder beat Cleveland in overtime. It was Bailey's sixth winning field goal, second in Cowboys history behind who?
Billy Cundiff.
Rafael
Septian. I was going to go with Septian, but then I said Billy Cundiff had some pretty big ones, but Rafael Septian, yes.
There you go. So a little bit of trivia there for Cowboys fans. Jordan posted on Facebook that studying for finals would be 100% easier if the Cowboys would only win. And I said, can't wait to see that report card.
Yes, I did see your card on that. That's good. The Chicago Bears travel to Minnesota. And I'm waiting.
You're waiting for what?
The Bears.
Probably not that.
No.
Wait, what game are we talking about?
Chicago at Minnesota.
Oh,
I'm waiting.
You're right. You're wrong.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting for me to chastise you for talking me out of taking the Vikings.
No, you had the Bears. I brought you over to the Vikings.
You?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you is what I'm looking for.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
You ingrate.
I am an ingrate. I don't deny it. Well, actually, I'm quite grateful if I know that I should be.
Okay. Yeah, you had the. You were all like, "I got the bear." I was like, "Jeff,
do you know anybody who tips better than me if there's a situation that calls for it?"
I don't know.
I think I'm a grateful person,
okay.
And I think I express gratitude.
You're great.
So
you're
shut
great.
Up.
All right. But the Minnesota. How about Adrian Peterson? Look, here I've crunched some numbers. Can I give you some numbers on Adrian Peterson?
I want some Adrian Peterson numbers.
I'm gonna give you
some because
numbers.
You know what, friends, listen up. Adrian Peterson is not interested in rushing for 2,000 yards.
No.
Adrian Peterson is not interested in rushing for 2,000 yards. Mm-hmm. There, Steven Miranda, you may have the floor because we only have a few minutes left in the show.
Only a few minutes? Wow.
It's been a long one.
He is interested in 2,105.
2,105!
What's 2,105?
The record!
Eric Dickerson's rushing record in a single season. Now,
Steven, if we see ED on Friday, mm-hmm. and I don't mean Eric Davis, I mean Eric Dickerson. We typically see Eric Dickerson on Fridays.
Yes.
Will you bring it up?
I will. Because you know what? 2 weeks ago I asked him. Right now, based on
you
what you
asked him 2 weeks
who
ago,
who is the best running back in the league?
ED and I had the nicest time. Where the hell
really?
Were you?
I don't know.
We were just BSing. I almost said the BS word.
But I asked him. I was like, who's the best running back in the league? I mean, because you're a great one. You're a great one. Yeah,
is what you said, to Eric.
I did.
Dickerson.
I said you're a great one,
and he didn't hit you.
No, I said you're a great running back.
Eric's a really nice guy. Now, I just want to say, as a player, wasn't so fat.
I said you're a great one, so you can recognize great running back talent.
Right?
Who is the best running back in the league right now? He didn't even hesitate.
It's not even close.
Adrian Peterson.
It's not even close.
Didn't even hesitate. And so
second
I will
place,
ask him. So here it
second
is.
Second place is one standard deviation away from Eric Dickerson. I want geek. I want statistics on you.
505 yards away. Three games to go. He needs to rush for 168.
I was going to say 170.
170. We'll definitely get it. 168 per game.
Against whom?
He's got the Rams.
Oh.
The Texans.
Okay. Hey, I want to take these one at a time.
Okay.
The Rams.
I can give you the numbers.
The where? Rams. Where? It doesn't matter. It's indoors no matter what. Fast track. Okay. Next. Against who? After the Rams.
Okay. Hold on. This is breaking news. You got to give me this
right now.
Okay,
you got it. It's not a good look on his face, just to let you know where this is going. Not a good look on his face.
Paul Tagliabue has come
Bounty
down.
Gate.
He had been appointed
by Commissioner Goodell to hear the appeals for the bounty.
For the bounty suspensions. And it is determined that Paul Tagliabue vacates New Orleans Saints bounty suspensions. What that means.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Seriously?
Yeah. Here's the ruling.
Holy crap. Why is it Commissioner? It's the Time Magazine curse. Commissioner Goodell's on the cover of Time Magazine. And what happens the next week? He loses.
Well, no, I don't.
He vacated.
Yeah.
The suspensions.
No, does that mean that they're
overturned.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure.
Let's see.
Read.
No, here's the statement. My affirmation of Commissioner Goodell's findings could certainly justify the issuance of fines. Yeah, however, the entire case...
I speak legalese.
...has been contaminated by the coaches and others in the Saints organization. There you go.
I will read you from the Associated Press, Stephen. Yeah, former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue has overturned the suspensions of four current and former New Orleans Saints players in the league's bounty investigation of the club. Tagliabue, however, found that the players' conduct was detrimental to the league. He says they participated in a performance pool that rewarded key plays, including hard tackles that could justify fines. But the former commissioner said Tuesday that this entire case has been contaminated by the coaches and others in the Saints organization.
Wow.
Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma initially had been suspended for the whole season, while Saints defensive end Will Smith, Cleveland linebacker Scott Fujita, and free agent defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove received shorter suspensions. That is the Associated Press. And that was 3 minutes ago. So it sounds like the coaching things are going to stay in place.
Right. So the coaches are.
But
are
it also
gone.
Sounds likely that I think there's a reasonable chance that that Joe Vitt could be back coaching at some point.
No, Joe Vitt is coaching.
No, okay, who's the defensive coordinator? Greg Williams. Greg Williams, I mean, if they're backing off this that far, and they are putting the onus on the coaches,
right?
But if clearly this is a severe overreaction, which is what Drew Brees has been saying all along, and which is, unfortunately, I got to say, what Jonathan Vilma's been saying all along.
According to Albert Breer, Jonathan Vilma intends to continue to pursue
legal action. I'm sure he is.
Defamation lawsuit in order to reclaim his reputation.
You can't get a reputation back, bro, but you can get some cash back. And maybe that's what he wants, is some money. The commissioner is going to be in a very difficult...
Peter Ginsburg, who's Vilma's attorney, said, "We're pleased that the unjust penalties have been overturned, but this is only one piece in remedying the situation for Jonathan."
Well, Stephen, that is such good news for you. Why you? Because for Thursday Night Football, you have Bengals-Eagles, and now you have something more interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, the Eagles won this week.
I only got one more week of Monday Night Football, dude.
Really? I think that's the last game for
you,
too.
I know. Isn't it sad?
This Thursday is my last.
Sucks.
It's my last update. Maybe they'll use this for, you know, Sunday updates.
Maybe they'll use this for hockey. Oh,
I'm
burn.
Good. It's all you.
Is no hockey.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I forgot. That's how much Steven cares about the NHL. I didn't even realize they weren't playing.
I forgot to
Those guys went away? So, Steven, react.
I don't know that you completely not punished them.
Well, he said it's worthy of a fine.
Okay. So
and
are
you know what?
Fines coming then?
I think Tagliabue is right, frankly, given that this is something that, it was not a bounty program in the strictest sense of the word. It was a pay-for-performance. I shouldn't say this, but let's say hypothetically that there's a girl who's injured on a soccer team, it's not a serious injury, but it hurts.
Yeah.
And she's got a chance to get a hat trick. Okay? And by the way, my daughter's team hasn't won a game yet this season.
Okay.
At this point. And let's say, hypothetically, that I offered her $5. If she could go back out on the pitch and get that hat trick, she'd get $5. Isn't that a pay for performance?
I guess.
Yes, but that would also be a CIF violation.
Right.
$5 to a kid to score a goal would be keep her out of going to a Division I school. Aren't the rules a little stupid sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, so NFL players, you magnify that now. Magnify that by salaries. Instead of $5, we're paying $500.
$10,000 was in this case.
In one case, there was $10,000 and it was a playoff game. Wouldn't you go a little crazy for a playoff game? So you've got the means for me paying $5 hypothetically to a player who shall remain nameless, and she did not get the hat trick hypothetically because she really could barely stand on the leg.
Right.
But the team was her team's so banged up. I am the team physician. Anyways, I think that it was Look, it was Greg Williams. And it was Greg Williams' words that damned him ultimately.
Right.
Which is going through the injury report, targeting the left ACL.
Right.
The head around the prefrontal cortex. The left earlobe, just below where his diamond stud ring goes. If you don't get that specific with the injuries, Greg, you probably still have a job.
Yeah.
Hit him! Hit him hard! Okay.
My only problem is that this basically just says what they did was okay.
No, it says it was worthy of fines, not suspensions. And is a fine meaning everything's okay?
For someone who's saying, and for someone who is considering getting rid of kickoffs for player safety, okay?
That's Commissioner Goodell.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's not Roger Tagliabue.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because he is so concerned with player safety, if you are targeting someone to knock them out of the game, to hit his head, to hit his ACL, to get injure him, to remove him from the game, that's player safety.
Well, Stephen, then what you're saying then is that Commissioner Goodell is being consistent with his own beliefs.
Yes.
And he didn't misdo his job. He was just consistent with who he is,
right,
and how he feels about
and
things.
And how he sees
the future of the game and protecting the game.
Yes.
Which is what he is charged with.
Right.
Now, former Commissioner Tagliabue has come in and says the pendulum needs to be over here.
Right.
Not over here. And have we not heard an awful lot of people clamoring that we are losing the game that we have grown to love?
I've not, but okay.
You don't listen enough to sports talk radio, probably. You don't fill your brain with that junk. I do. I fill my brain with that junk because I love it.
Okay.
I like the dialogue. Hence the reason I do a show.
Yes.
I would do more shows if people would let me. But that's the discussion is the pendulum. Where is it? Have we gone too far?
Yeah.
Have we gone too far? Tagliabue says yes. And mind you, Paul Tagliabue is undercutting the authority of the commissioner's office.
I understand that.
That is I'm not sure I'm okay with that because I like Roger.
Right.
I think Roger is doing the absolute best job he can, not that can be done, but the best job he can to do what he thinks is in the best interest of the league. I think he was perfectly consistent in these suspensions. They were harsh. They were worse than we thought they were going to be. But we knew there was going to be suspensions, and now there's not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tagliabue may have gone too far.
I think that Tagliabue should have cut the suspensions in half.
You could reduce
maybe
them
reduce
and
them
not
by a
chop
third,
the legs out from underneath the commissioner.
But to completely say fines but no
it
suspensions.
It was on the coaches.
Yeah, I think... I don't know.
Again, what did we open the program with? What topics did I rant about, Stephen?
Accountability.
Individual
responsibility.
Responsibility.
Yeah, there you go.
And what Tagliabue's saying is there's a hierarchy.
Right.
And they're just following the chain of command.
Yes.
So a soldier that is told...
You can't handle the truth! That's what this is.
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
This is
So a soldier that's told to kill a civilian that he knows didn't do anything. A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men, that's right.
If we had A Few Good Men, we wouldn't be in this situation.
$5 million for less than 5 minutes of screen time.
For Jack?
For Jack.
Did he work for it?
Oh, yeah, he was awesome.
Thank you. Enough said. I love Jack. By the way, Silver Linings Playbook, we're
going.
Okay.
Trisha and I are going to it.
But you understand that it's Philadelphia Eagles.
Every time they say Philadelphia Eagles, I'm replacing it in my mind with Dallas Cowboys. There you go.
You know what, then? You will have a blast. But something that you will never see is Dallas Cowboys fans beating the crap out of each other.
Oh.
That you'll have a hard time making that translation.
Because
that won't happen. But with Eagles fans, sure, that could happen.
You know,
that
could happen. It's a movie. I don't care that it's
I just
about
love
the
De Niro has been banned from the stadium.
Banned?
Yeah.
Like he could never go in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would the Eagles ban De Niro from going to
he's
the stadium?
He's famous. He might make them more popular. No, in the it's
he's
hilarious.
Because he got in a fight at the game?
A fight? Does a fight get you banned from the stadium?
Sometimes.
No.
If the fight is bad enough.
Well, no. He has a history. His photo's there, and he can't go to the stadium. Steven, it's awesome. He plays the role so well.
I'm going to go see it.
He's OCD. He has his remotes all point the same way.
He has an
Eagles handkerchief that he has to rub during the game.
I'm going to go see it
but
more
there's a
for
lot of
Jennifer
dancing.
Lawrence.
Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer Lawrence never showed up on my radar.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I want to go see it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Good. And Bradley Cooper, dude, you have transformed yourself from just doing comedy to doing serious. It's great. Great job.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Silver Linings Playbook, Theater and Drive-In near you will be nominated for Best Picture, guarantee. So make sure you go see that. Where are we, Steve? How do we blow through this?
Suspensions vacated.
Bears, Vikings.
You know, sometimes we can't talk about all the games. Finally, I just said Adrian Peterson, that Jay Cutler once again hurt. You can't. The Bears cannot win. Without Jay Cutler.
Did I not say that Jay Cutler was due for the stinky poo-poo performance?
You did say that.
Called it.
You did call that.
And, boy, these Vikings are inconsistent. Can we not say that?
21-14 Minnesota. You can't say that. I just like Adrian Peterson. I didn't give you all the numbers for Adrian Peterson, but basically he needs 505 yards. That's 168 yards per game. I say, you know what, Vikings? Dude, just give him. Feed him the rock.
It's not like you have anything else.
If you got to give him 25, 30
Well, you've got that famous carries. Jake Locker to Bumblebee Tuna connection.
You mean Christian Ponder?
Christian Ponder to Bumblebee Tuna connection.
Which Bumblebee Tuna?
Exactly. They have three Bumblebee Tunas at wide receiver. Yeah. Kyle Rudolph. We'll give you Kyle Rudolph.
The tight end has been, although he was.
But that's a tight end, and he was shut out in this game. Well, you know that's all you got to take away from him.
That's true.
This team is monodimensional, and they're pulling it off, friends.
I like Minnesota, and
monodimensional.
I will probably take them this week against the Rams. How about that, Adrian Peterson? Run lights out, baby! I tell you what, Adrian, if you get 168 against the Rams, it's yours.
Okay, the Los Angeles Rams, Steven. The first time I have ever misspoke that. Their defense against the rush, they allow 110.3 per game against humans.
Against humans.
This is against Adrian Peterson, boys and girls.
Against
okay?
Humans.
So pretty much you can get it there. After that, they're at Houston, which we thought had a terrifying defense.
Yes.
Until Stephen Ridley got 80 overall rushing, I think 140 yards they gave up on the ground.
130 yards they gave up on the ground.
I'm just Patriots. Estimating, pulling these numbers out of my butt.
No, they get
Houston, and then Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Green Bay, can they stop the run?
No.
No. And guess where the game is? It's at home in Minnesota.
I saw. I'm cheering for him to do it.
170 yards a game. Somewhere he's got to get to the 200 to average this out. So where's he going to get 200? Green Bay last week?
Probably. I said the last week of the season. Look, last week of the season, especially if you got nothing to play for by then, because by then I'm pretty sure all of the playoff scenarios will have worked themselves out.
You think
out.
The Packers at 9-4 are going to be settled by then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They better fix some stuff. Happy to see Ryan Grant back. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
It was good to see Ryan Grant.
That one run, he was, like, ready for his life.
Ravens, Redskins, Baltimore's in trouble. How in the world you take a huge lead?
Do you realize Steve and I could talk about anything forever?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Is all. Ravens, Redskins, the fact that the Ravens defense was able to let Kirk freaking Cousins come into the
Who's
game.
Who's Cousin?
Exactly.
Kirk Cousin.
After RG3 got injured with, oh, my God, have you seen that the replay of that?
Yeah, you know what?
No, but it looks ugly. I don't even want to see it anymore.
It looks
horrid. Don't show it to me anymore.
My take is that extremely athletic younger people are very agile.
And very flexible.
Yes. You know that newborn babies, you know, don't have the cartilage yet. They can literally bend over backwards.
They can.
And be bent in half, and they won't break yet. Well, that's Robert Griffin.
Have you ever taken a baby, though, and folded them in half? No.
Do you not remember when Jordan was born?
I wasn't around, remember?
You weren't around yet?
You still don't remember that. I wasn't around until Jordan.
I can't put Steven not in my
almost
life.
Almost three, I know.
I can't put you not in my life. I love you.
Because you, thank you. I love you, too. Light of my life. You bring me home.
My wife lights up my life.
Oh, okay.
You make me happy.
I'm the dark
light. Make me happy. The dark light.
Can I be like the night light? You know, the purple. What do you call the purple light?
The black light.
Black light. There. Which fits
oh,
me.
Oh, no, I've gone racist.
It's Steven's a black light. Damn that, Jeff. Anyways.
So, Jordan was born in the pipe position.
We're not
position.
Getting to all these games, by the way.
Just, no chance.
People, I'm just telling you now, just deal with it. We talked about a lot of football, okay?
And there's again.
And the breaking news that you got about Paul Tagliabue.
If somebody would freaking give us a show and pay us, we'll be disciplined. I promise.
We'll be disciplined.
But we're doing this largely grass.
We'll have to be able to do be disciplined. No, we are doing the podcast has now become the freeness, our freeness to the world.
Because we do real radio where we have to be disciplined.
Yes.
We need an outlet.
Yes.
It's our playground. You know, that's what I used to call the Angel Show, was our playground.
Yes, it was.
So anyways, but let me say this.
Overtime, 31-28
Jordan was born
final.
In the pike position.
Yeah.
He was,
oh, really?
Yes. And
so how did they get him out? But first?
They had an emergency C-section.
Oh, they had
it. Okay. Yeah, can't come out that way.
Yeah, you can't come out.
You know, this little hole that gets bigger doesn't get that big.
Yeah. No. Okay.
And so emergency C-section. And for 2 weeks, his legs were kind of over his head.
You had to, like,
you try and change the diaper with the legs to go boink, boink. Put a diaper on a baby. It's going boink with the legs.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
And he straightened out eventually.
The final in overtime.
And he took a volleyball player to it.
31-28. They kept their playoff hopes alive. The
overtime.
Ravens. The Ravens have to be thankful that the Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals both lost. And how did the Steelers lose to San Diego? Nothing gets the Chargers pumped up than saying Norv's going to lose his job.
You know,
that's when the Chargers come out
to play. If you want
your
team to be better, you need to lose so that Norv will get fired. You guys understand this. Now, Steven, I'm going to talk about that game. Let's just go off script here a little bit.
Right.
So there's a saying that is common and popular and possibly correct, that the Pittsburgh Steelers play down to their level of competition,
mm-hmm.
which means that the Chargers suck.
Yes.
There's a saying that the Chargers play up to their level of competition,
right.
and they beat the Steelers. So either the Steelers suck or the Steelers are really good.
Yes.
But see, we can't have both. The Steelers play down to their competition. The Chargers play up to their competition. Which is it?
They're
riddle me
middle.
That, Batman.
They meet in the middle.
Welcome to the hot seat.
They meet in the middle.
They're both mediocre? That's not true.
Yeah.
The Chargers suck.
I don't know. Do they really?
Therefore, the Steelers suck?
They've had, look, talk about a team that's had injuries on their offensive line.
Absolutely.
You know.
I go back to my question to Philip Rivers. Boy, your defensive line looks good, which was my polite way of saying, wow, your offensive line looks bad.
Yeah. Well.
And Philip talked at length about how great his defensive line looked. But, Steven, honestly, you're on the hot seat. So is it that the Chargers are bad or that the Steelers are bad? Which of these teams is
I don't believe, and you'll see when the power list comes out, that the Steelers
power
are...
Power list? That's a terrible name.
That the Steelers are not that high.
Ah, well, good. That's consistent.
Yeah. I don't think they're
they
that
play
high.
Down to their competition, and their competition plays up to them.
Yeah.
In this case, San Diego played up to the competition and beat
But they were being blown out at one point. I mean, the final score is 34-24.
Not indicative.
And makes it look close.
Not indicative.
They were never in this football
it wasn't.
Game. And what the heck is going on with their running game? I mean,
is Ray Rice got mononucleosis and nobody's told us? Well,
no, Ray Rice. We're back on Baltimore. I'm talking about the Steelers' running game.
Oh, right. You know what? I got so sidetracked because
they
I'm so
rushed
concerned.
For 69 yards. 35 of those were from Ben Roethlisberger.
We have a guy who's broken, and he leads the team in rushing.
Exactly.
Okay. Hope that works out well
that
for you. Have fun storming the castle, boys.
Bad.
Okay, but I must say, Baltimore Ravens, are we done talking about the Ravens? Because I'm really...
Yeah, we are.
We can't be because of the big news coming out of Baltimore that they fired
Cam Cameron.
And this, after I said, I commented when they lost to the Steelers, what the hell happened to Ray Rice? Well, then they lose to the Redskins with questionable offensive play calling.
And what people are forgetting, the week before... They were about to lose to
San
Diego.
To the San Diego Chargers,
right.
who play up to the talent.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, wait, is San Diego getting hot all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Nobody knows about the San Diego Chargers. We hate them.
Yeah, the fact is that their offensive line, I mean, because they showed. Look, they protected Phillip Rivers, and he shredded the Steelers.
No.
Denaro Alexander with 2 touchdowns and like 90 yards?
I started him.
Yeah, I was mad. Somebody freaking picked him up off the waiver wire.
Okay, I beat Jordan.
Don't get me started.
I beat Jordan in fantasy football by
12 points. He's not going to be able to defend his championship?
He can't defend his title.
Oh,
I knocked him out last night during Monday Night Football. He had Wes Welker. I had Stephen Ridley. We were tied.
I'm going to go in there and tweak the numbers
tied.
So that he can
defend.
Defend and you get out.
Well, what if we had tied? It would have gotten interesting because we were tied much of the night.
Yeah.
And then finally, Stephen Ridley gets a late touchdown, and that took care of it.
That garbage touchdown at the end by Ridley is why you won?
That's the only reason I won.
Oh.
And Jordan wasn't watching the game. He was studying. He just had the game cast up.
He's studying. He's a good student, and you
Final
beat
start
him.
Final Tuesday. And,
you beat him.
I did.
While he was there studying
while
hard.
While I pay... I'll say it. I pay $27,000 a year. I think that's right for him to go to school because he has a scholarship because he's smart.
Ed Franks wants to know, why is the sky blue? You told him to ask questions.
I said good questions would be answered.
Oh, okay. That's a good question.
The sky is blue because it's reflecting the ocean, which makes up 2/3 of the Earth's surface. And the ocean's blue, Ed. Ed's Ed's ripping his ears out right now, Steven, because
we'll
he so loves the truth.
A Q&A if the Qs are worthy.
Exactly. So find a couple
of real quickly, because we ain't got much time. We didn't talk about any games, but that's all right. I'd like to know if Jeff still sees the Falcons playing in the Super Bowl.
No.
All right. What were the Steelers thinking by playing Big Ben?
It was a mistake.
Do you think the beatdown by the Patriots has instilled enough self-doubt that the Texans will stumble in the last three games?
Yes.
Wow. I don't. I think it's a wake-up call. Does Luck get the rookie MVP?
Not if Robert Griffin gets back this week.
Okay. Sharon Blackman, can the Seahawks win the Super Bowl?
Sharon has cats, so you can't answer that.
But she didn't post cats in this picture.
Can who?
Can the Seahawks win the Super Bowl?
Hell no.
No?
They'd have to have home field throughout.
58?
They'd
nothing.
Have to have home field
Did
throughout.
Did you see that?
I saw.
I mean, Arizona beat the New England Patriots, by the way.
Yeah, I know that, Stephen. That came up last night on Mike's show. I made that correlation, and it's like just how strange the season is.
Well, I tweeted it as the game was
going
on.
Unless the Saints can get
said,
home field, no. The Seahawks have to be there in Seattle.
Let me give you a little scenario. Are you ready
All
for
right,
this
scenario
one?
Coming.
Sunday Night Football this week.
49ers
San Francisco goes to New England.
Goes to New England.
And we know New England doesn't lose in New England, right?
And their defense is showing up.
And Seattle's got the Bills.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. Kaepernick makes this team worse. I don't care what the poll says.
Right. Seattle's got the Bills. So let's just say loss for the Niners, win for Seahawks.
Yep.
Following week, Sunday Night Football again.
Yeah.
It just
got flexed.
Seattle, San Francisco at Seattle.
Seattle wins.
That's for the division,
okay, Seattle
baby.
Wins. That's
That's
fine.
For the division, baby.
It doesn't
baby.
Give you a home. It gives
it
you a home
the,
game.
It does for the.
It gives
for,
you a home game against a wild card team.
Maybe.
And you
and
beat
if,
them.
And if
you
the Packers
go and you
stumble,
beat the Packers.
They get the number 2 seed.
You get the. You're
because
gonna,
they if they tie with the Packers.
You're going to get the Redskins or the Bucks
listen,
in Seattle.
Not, let me finish. If the Packers stumble and lose one game and the Packers and the Seahawks have the identical record, Seattle gets the number 2 seed because they beat them.
Then they
week
get a
3
second game.
What the hell, Fail Mary, touch or stop.
Well,
so they get 2 home games.
Okay, that gets them to the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
That's going to be in New York. No, where the hell is it going to be?
Yeah.
In Atlanta. It's going to be in Atlanta.
Okay, and look at Atlanta just got creamed by Carolina this week.
Seattle goes to Atlanta. Atlanta has never done anything impressive in the playoffs ever.
Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Okay, Sharon.
Woo!
There's a scenario where they get destroyed in the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Where they get destroyed.
But they'll
Super
have a little
Bowl.
Confidence because they won a road game on a dome.
You know what? I'm calling Carol right now. I'm telling them, I'm going to see you in New Orleans, dog, and you're going to hook me up.
You spell Carol C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
No two L's. No two L's. One L.
C-A-R-R-O-L.
I'm
please verify before you put a seed of doubt in my mind that's already muddied enough.
Pete Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Thank you. I was pretty sure I got it right because I looked it up recently.
Did you?
Because I'm tired of
Someone
his
wrote
name's
it
hard.
With, two, with one L, and it freaked me out.
I'm
hard. So
I struggle with my spelling, and so I
you do.
I had to look up
Thank
Pete Carroll's name.
Thank you for looking it up.
Taking the time. So Saints-Giants, Steven, talk to me.
Saints Giants. There's no time.
We got to finish the games of the games of the week.
Okay. Well, Saints Giants.
Importance, whatever. Just.
I mean, it fell apart for the Saints because they couldn't stop David Wilson returning kicks.
When you give up, what is it, 386 yards of all-purpose yards to that David Wilson accounted for?
Yeah, Giants
and
go
300
down.
Yards on special teams, 300 yards.
Yeah. Giants go down, Eli Manning throws an interception, gets returned, 7-0 Saints. And you're thinking, oh, man, this is looking great. And on the ensuing kickoff, they give up a 97-yarder to David Wilson, 7-7, just like that. And then the Saints just fell apart.
Okay. That got us through the games of importance and El Juego Grande. So for the rest of them, you know the scores. You know the outcome, especially if it affected your team. Steven, I'm going to ask you and ask our listeners to post now to Facebook, now that we're near the end of the show, whether you prefer a show like this or whether you prefer a show where we get through all the games.
Prefer?
They prefer a show where Jeff speaks clearly. But that being said, as a given, do you prefer a show where we get through all the games or a show that's a little more free form?
Well, in the questions section on Facebook, Martin Samuelson says, just make it freelarious again.
Freelarious.
I guess this is that's what this awesome. Was today. It was a freelarious
That's
show?
Not our place to say.
Oh, okay.
Although I did make up a word last night on Mike's show.
Yes.
And I can't remember was? It. I can't remember it. It was a great word. It was, I can't remember.
I like to talk about all the games. I'm sad I didn't get to talk about the Bucks freaking giving up a 21-10 lead with 3 minutes left in the game. Oh, you know what? They have, maybe they're carrying a little bit of Jeff's allegiance still in the kind of.
I would have played the Go Bucks.
Do you realize we made Falcons Panthers a nap game and the Panthers took it to Atlanta? Cam Newton made them look silly.
Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition, Steven.
Nobody does.
Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition.
I'm Steven Miranda, people. You're going to have to play the outro because my iPad just died.
Of course it did. I'm Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, thank you for joining us as always. I'm Steven Miranda.
And I'm Jeff Ellis. And
this has been NFL Rants.
And raves. And make sure you go out on Facebook and post whether you prefer this.
Post
or,
it!
Or all the games. Because I'd like to know. Write your congressman. He won't help you. What good has he done for you anyways?